am I headed now? On the 13th of January 2021, my partner Al and I headed down the coast. This had become somewhat of a regular occurrence. Either in January or February, we'd rent a place on Airbnb and drive down to the Mornington Peninsula and stay in a small town called Blairgowrie. Now, granted, we've only done this trip twice so far and are yet to do so this year, but so far, both trips have coincided with a real need to get away and relax. After making our way down last year, Al and I walked into the Airbnb with a certain anticipation, mine a little clearer than hers. The spot felt sprawling, a big open living space and kitchen overlooking a leafy back street. After ditching our bags and resting up a bit, we ventured off to the beach and came back with fish and chips to eat. While sitting at the dining table, I put on some music, a playlist of our favourite songs. Songs we'd both loved and songs we'd grown to love together. After devouring the fish and chips and moving to the couch to chat about our plans for the trip, one particular song came on. I got Al up, quietly programmed the song to repeat, just in case, and we slow danced to Elvis Presley, singing Love Me Tender, accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a song that had accompanied the calm down to a few tense moments. Often we'd ask our smart speaker to play it in the kitchen after a difficult day at work. It's a song that brings us back down to earth, reminding us of the tenderness underpinning our relationship. This time in Blairgowrie though, on the 13th of January 2021, Al and I slow danced through 1.5 plays of the song. Nearing halfway through the second play, I broke tradition. I stopped dancing. I can't remember the exact lyric, but I've written into my memory that it was as the lyric, "For my darling, I love you, and I always will," played. I got down on one knee and asked Al to marry me, to which she said yes. ...2021 was definitely one of those years, as I'm sure you know. A year punctuated by devastation, ineptitude and heartache. But for Al and I, we had each other through it, growing, learning, figuring out how best to deal with all of that uncertainty. On the 13th of January this year, my partner Al and I were getting ready to go to a hotel in the city, ready to get married the next day at the registry office. We had scheduled the wedding for a year and a day after we got engaged, giving that extra day of grace as an almost fail-safe. Despite this, on the 13th of January this year, a full year after I had proposed and a day before we were meant to get married, we also tested positive for COVID. Elements of last year and even this year have felt like false starts, and there's a general holding pattern we all find ourselves falling into when these big external forces have other ideas. It almost feels redundant to set plans or big goals for 2022, as we all need to factor in a certain level of uncertainty. But for me at least, it's that uncertainty that I'm readying myself for. In part, this is just because we have to. There's no escaping it. But also, it's because I know that especially after the past year, the strength I feel in where I'm at and also in the strong, beautiful relationships I've built. That's what steadies myself forward. Hey, look, that's about it for this episode of Outside World, and it's about it for this second run, bonus run of episodes as well. We hit a bit of a snag this time around, of course, with COVID really rearing its ugly old head in a personal way, but I hope that this small run of episodes has managed to somewhat capture the weird sort of feeling of the past year and how we might go about using those ideas and using that uncertainty to kind of steady ourselves for 2022. All the music in this episode comes from Warm Body on Blue Dot Sessions, and of course a big major thank you to my love Elle, my darling, I love you, and 2022 is our year. Dear listener, I'm going to keep this feed alive for the rest of the year at least, with the hope that maybe I can post in some little bits and bobs as we go. In the meantime, stay subscribed. But yeah, that's about it from me. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. Cheers.